God, praise God. I'm Pastor Mark Cho. This is my podcast revival today. I pray that you are blessed by the message this morning. The message is when the brook dries up. And God is trying to get us to understand that. He wants us to understand that his word is wise. The scriptures where I'm going to go into is talking about when the brook dries up. The brook is when God brings you to a place, but he's not going to keep you there permanently. Amen. A wise man seeks counsel, but a fool finds himself in all kind of trouble. You see that into society today. Sometimes we're going through things in our life, church, not because of God, but because we refuse to get counsel. We've refused to grow up and allow God to develop us spiritually. I want the church to know that God wants to use you, but he cannot use you if you refuse to understand counsel. Amen. So many of us are looking to others for counsel. So I'm going to talk about Ahab. Ahab married Jezebel because he wanted to expand his territory. It was a political move. So in the Bible, I'm going to talk about Ahab and how Ahab moved around. I'm going to just set it up. It says, Ahab married Jezebel, the daughter of the king of Tyre. And it says in 1 Kings 16:22, it tells the story of Ahab and Jezebel, and it indicates that Jezebel was a dominant influence on Ahab. Someone say dominant influence.
Dominant influence.
Ahab married Jezebel, even though he was a king of Israel, but he married somebody that had a dominant influence over his life. He wanted more, so he did not consider what God had to say about it, but instead he wanted to do what he wanted to do to become even greater. And this is what I want to talk about this morning, because I need the church to understand that God is trying to make you. He's not trying to break you. But he can't make us when we have our own things in mind. When God desires that you do something, he establishes you first. He does not throw you in harm's way, but he wants to make sure that he sends you to a place to be ministered to. Come on, somebody. Give God some praise. I'm going to have you start reading. So if you turn with me to 1 Kings 16 chapter in the 13th verse. No, the 30th verse, and it's an NIV, so go ahead, elder, and read that.
1 Kings 16:30.
Go ahead.
Ahab, son of Omar, did what was evil in the Lord's sight, more than any of his predecessors.
See, so the Bible says that Ahab did what was evil in the Lord's sight more than any of his predecessors. So he was the one that did more evil than anyone else that was before him as a king. Now go ahead and read.
It was not enough for him to follow the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat. He even married Jezebel's daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and began to serve Baal and worship him. Ahab set up an altar to Baal in the house of Baal, which he built in Samaria, and also made an Asherah.
That's fine. That's fine. So it says that Ahab did what was evil in the sight of the Lord more than any of his predecessors. He even married Jezebel. Now, what it says in the scripture, it says, and he began to serve Baal and worship him. Somebody said, serve Baal.
Serve Baal.
And worship him.
And worship him.
He was over Israel, and his decision making, a lot of times we don't know, even though you are the boss, you don't understand that you are making a decision for people underneath you.
Amen.
So he began to think about setting himself to be prosperous. He wanted to be a conqueror. He wanted to rule over more things. Some of us go through that. We want to go higher in our career. We want to marry someone that's handsome. Or so instead of going to God and saying, Lord, what do you think about this? So Ahab, what he did, he married Jezebel. And some people, we heard in scripture, Jezebel spirit. God wants me to talk to you about the Jezebel spirit. The Jezebel spirit is a territorial spirit that does not inhabit a body. It's a territorial spirit. It doesn't inherit the body. It's in the atmosphere. And it deals with the spirit realm of principalities. In Ephesians 6, 12, it talks about spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So this is what we're going to talk about today, is the spirit in the heavenly realm. The spirit in the heavenly realm is a Jezebel spirit. Now, when we look at the scripture, I want to bring that out first. Because when he married her, he didn't just marry an individual. He married a spirit. He was sleeping with the enemy. Now he's over God's people, and it said that he was worse than all of his predecessors. So because of this, God began to cause judgment to fall on everyone. There's a scripture in Matthew 5:44. And it says this here, that ye may be the son of the Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun shine on evil and good. But it also says, and rain, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. Now I'm going to go somewhere with this. So even though God is your Father in heaven, when it rains, it hits everyone. Is that right? When the sun comes down, you're just or unjust, it's still you dealing with the sun. So we're going to talk about this here. So let's go to the next verse on the next page.
Okay.
Where it says Ahab did more.
Ahab did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than any of the kings of Israel before him.
So he did more to provoke. Someone say provoke.
Provoke.
Some of us don't realize, but what we're doing is we're provoking the Lord. We are doing things in the name of God. We're doing things saying God said do it. And it ain't God. Amen. It says in the scripture that he did more to provoke the Lord. What does it mean to provoke? To anger, just to mess over. He did not want to hear from God. He just knew that he wanted to get to this level of success. This is how we are. We want to get to this level of success in spite of God's counsel. In spite of what God wants for you so that you will be more than a conqueror, but you would be victorious. This king said, I am the king. I'm the boss. You know how we do it. I'm the boss. It's my house. I'm the boss. But everyone that was under Ahab suffered. So let's read it. Go ahead. Read the next part. Go ahead.
During his reign, Heal and Bethel rebuilt Jericho at the cost of Abram.
And you can skip that. Let's go down to the next part. We're going to go to 1 Kings 17 chapter, and we're going to read from 1 to 4.
Elisha, all right? The Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said unto Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, during these years there shall be no dew or rain, except at my word.
See, so right here, Elijah was a prophet of God. And because Ahab provoked the Lord so much, it says in the scripture that God spoke to Elijah and said, go to Ahab. And he said to Ahab, the Lord God of Israel lives whom I serve. And he said, during these years, there shall be no dew or rain except at my word. Someone said, except at my word.
Except at my word.
So God put the power in the prophet's hand and said, except his word come forward, there was going to be no dew or rain. Now, when I read that scripture about the sun shines on the just as well as the unjust, now, guess what? The people of God also were going to suffer because of this corrupt man. Some of us think that we are going through things that God has put on us, but no, it was because of sin. because of things that we done in our past that we didn't go to God with and did not ask God for sound counsel. Now everybody under that government is suffering. So Ahab being the king, yes, he had the power to chop people's heads off. Yes, he had the power to determine who was rich and who was poor, but he could not control the rain. So the God of Isaiah spoke to him and said, go to this king. He said, I want you to tell him because you were messing up. I'm going to cause that there be no dew nor rain until I say so. This is God. This is the God we serve. But he was so disgusted in this man because he decided to serve Baal and he decided to set up idols in the temple of God. And what God wants us to know is that our worship is in vain if we're setting up idols in our life. What are idols in our life? That spirit of Jezebel was in him, was convincing him that what he was doing was right. In the church of God, there's many of us that don't understand that there's a spirit of deception that's going to cause you to do things that don't line up with the word of God, and it's going to affect everyone around you. This is why the word says in that scripture that a wise man listens more than he speaks. Somebody said, listen.
Listen.
More than he speaks.
Than he speaks.
He said, but what it says here, the fools cause himself all kinds of trouble. So what are you going through, church? Right here with Ahab, he was listening to his wife that he took on. He's the king, and instead he would listen to his wife. She said, by the way, I don't like that. Matter of fact, your God is not real, so let us change the gods in the temple. That's what we do. Instead of us saying we want to line up with the word of God, what we do is we find whoever will agree with what you want to do. So Ahab wanted to do more, so he lined up with Jezebel, not knowing that Jezebel's spirit was more dominant than his spirit. So he was a king, but guess who was the real king? Jezebel. And when she came in, she had a territorial spirit in the next realm. So this spirit is the kind of spirit that talks to you, territorial. It doesn't possess the body, but yet it talks to the mind. Spirit talks to your mind. And so King Ahab did what she was telling him to do. So they set up idols all over the place and they begin to do what they want to do. This is what we do in our life. We say God is in it, but no, God doesn't want you to do whatever you hear and think. He wants it to be lined up with his word so that you're established in him.
Amen.
And I can tell when you're established by your life. They shall know that you are a Christian by your works.
Amen.
Okay, so let's go on to the next part of that. Elder, go ahead. Take it from one.
The word of the Lord came to Elijah. Leave here. Go east and hide in the brook of Cherith, east of the Jordan.
Now, check this out. He was a man of God, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah saying to him, he said, now that you declare there was going to be no rain, I'm going to take care of you. So God told Elijah, he said, I'm going to send you to the brook and you go there and I'm going to take care of you and provide all your needs. See, when you're a man or woman of God, in the scripture, it shows how he did what God said do. And now he had to run. You know why he had to run? Because Jezebel, she was going to send after him because she was in agreement with what he said. So the Lord spoke to him and said to him, get out of there. You see what I'm saying? But God didn't just send him any old place. He said, I'm going to send you here to the brook. And here at this location, what happened? Go ahead.
You shall drink of the water, and I have commanded ravens to feed you there.
See, so it says you will drink of the water, and he said, I will command the ravens to feed you there. And it says
that ye may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on evil and good, and sends rain on just and unjust.
See, so I wanted to make sure that was there. Go to the next page, Elder. Under the next page.
Proverbs 8:14.
We're going to take it from chapters 17, 5, and 16.
All right.
That's where we are now. We're going to break this down.
17, 5 through 16. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook.
So he did according to the word of the Lord. He dwelled by the brook. Now go ahead.
Cherith, that is, before Jordan. And after the raisin brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, he drank of the brook.
All right, so the Lord said, he said, I'm going to take care of you. And guess what he did? He took care of him. Now, when we create our own situation, you don't get taken care of. You don't get kept. Even though he was a man of God, he had to listen. He had to allow the word of God to not only hear it, but abide by it. So what he did is, now he wasn't a man that was saying something. He was a man that lived something. Someone say live something.
Live something.
What we need to understand is that when you're truly a man or woman of God, it's you don't just hear stuff, you live stuff. And when you live stuff, guess what? Even though the devil speaks to you, you know his voice. Because in the Bible says when Jesus went to the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, what happened to him? It said that the enemy met him and began to try to tempt Jesus with a voice. He did not come and try to grab him and throw him down from the mountain or make him do something. No, he went to Jesus and said, I know you're hungry because you fasted 40 days, 40 nights. He knew him. So he knew that Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Being a son of God, guess what? He still got in his ear. Somebody said he still got in his ear.
Still got in his ear.
He was Jesus, the son of God, and still it was another spirit ministering to him. And we saints don't understand this. So when the devil spoke to Jesus, the devil said, listen, if you serve me, I'm going to bless you. But he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's how Jesus responded. He could have said, oh, God's talking to me. Think about it. Why would Jesus think it's the devil? He's the Son of God. Some of us are like this. Oh, I'm hearing a word all the time. And I'm speaking not at individuals. I'm speaking to everybody. The reason why I'm speaking to everybody is because God wants to grow you up. He wants to establish you because like the same thing in the scripture with Ahab, he was overmatched, but because he decided to go along with that spirit, he caused everyone in the land and everybody, rich and poor, saved and non-saved, they all were under a curse. That's what we do as Christians. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm always blessed. Sometime the brook's going to run dry, though. So when he went to the brook and he was fed by the ravens, the scripture says, now the brook dried up. And what we do is we shout on our blessings. Oh, Lord, I got a blessing. I got a blessing. I got a blessing. Then all of a sudden, God's trying to speak to you. You still praising him about that blessing when he allowed it to dry up. Because he wanted to know, are you listening to him? Are you going to do what he say do? So in this scripture, that's what went on. Let's read it.
And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. Because there had been no rain in the land.
See, so his prophecy came forward. He said that the Lord said to him, this is what's going to happen. There's going to be no rain, no nothing. Now, after he gave that prophecy, God said, get out of there. He took off. Because he was listening to the word of God. Now, when God spoke to him, now the brook dried up. There was no more. You know how we get, Lord, you put me here, now I have nothing. But he was willing to listen, but he was a righteous man. Someone say he was righteous.
He was righteous.
Reason why I want to get this in our spirit church is because how do you know if you're hearing from the Lord when the enemy has your other ear? How can you know if you hear from God if the enemy's also speaking to you and giving you bright ideas? Some of us came up and said we're going to be members here. What do you think? This is a joke? Do you think that this ministry is a joke? It's not a joke. My job was to watch for your soul. My job is to live right and try to counsel you in the ways of God. It's not to see you go down this road that's going to cause death and destruction. We're in responsibility. God wants you to be responsible, church. I don't want you to learn to prophesy in people's ear and live any kind of way. I don't want you to learn how to be holy in the church and outside the church. You're cutting up in your Facebook and stuff. You're putting stuff online. Don't you know that the devil is watching you?
Amen.
Church, we have to grow up. Because God wants to bless your life. There is a spirit in the atmosphere in this country where things are going wrong in people's lives. And if you don't know how to hear from the Lord, you're going to listen to all other kind of spirits. And you're going to go to and fro trying to find a way out. But you have to know what God is truly saying. So when he said to Ahab, when he said to Elijah, go to the brook, guess what? He didn't question it because he knew the voice of God. So I'm going to tell you, church, there are other voices speaking. And this is the spirit of Jezebel God has shown me. When God brought you here and you said, I'm your pastor, then you need to take the counsel that God has given for me for your life. Is that right? Give God some praise. Reason why is because God wants you to come out okay. I don't want to control your lives.
Amen.
I want you to be wise. Don't you know, Pastor and I, we've been doing this for 3 years and we both work full time. I could have stopped working and said, oh, I'm just going to let God do it. No, we are building a church. Somebody say building a church.
Building a church.
And the gates of hell's not going to prevail.
Amen.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I am a worker. I am a worker. I know how to get up in the morning and go to work. If God has called you, you get up and go to work, feed your family, do what's right. Because that's what God requires of you first. Any other voices ministering to you is not the voice of God.
Amen.
You think the reason why I'm this hard this morning is because the devil is this hard this morning.
Amen.
And I'm telling you right now, God is in control. And if you let him have it, you're going to be an overcomer. You're going to be a winner. Your family's going to live and not die. You're going to be victorious and you're going to have things. But if you keep on listening to the enemy, he's going to make you do what the whole generation of family is doing, shooting up with drugs, leaving job to job, because the spirit of Jezebel is a territorial spirit, and that spirit does not want to submit to anything, so that spirit's going to get into your rim, into the outer atmosphere, and talk to you, church. There's many of us that are being talked to and we're listening to it and don't know that God is not in it. God is not in it. Go ahead and let's read that next part. So the brook dried up. Somebody said the brook.
The brook.
Dried up. So your resources are gone. What happens when your resources are gone? Look into the next scripture. What happened?
And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise, get thee up from Zarephath and which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee.
See that? It said that the Spirit of God told him to get up, and I commanded somebody to sustain you. God has a plan for each and every one of us, church. I grew up in the church all my life. And some people say to you, well, you know, I know what it is to be sanctified. I know a little bit more than you. Do you know my father was a bishop, is a bishop? My grandfather was a bishop. My mother's father and my father's father was pastors. So we've seen the church world. We've seen Christians come and go. We've seen people come and work in the ministry and my father help out and let them live in his house. And guess what? Right when they got on their feet, guess what? They lived in the same town, went to another church. He would take them in their house. He would feed them and bless them. He would support them. And then when they got on their feet, they left, they went somewhere else. This is how we do. This is saints. This is the one, the world ain't like that. You go ahead and mess with a gang and see you get a couple lumps. They don't play. We don't have loyalty, church. We messing around on one another. We not keeping one another up in the faith. We have to see that God trying to bring you to greater. It doesn't matter how well you preach from this pulpit. I went to a state and I was hanging out with friends. They were other pastors. And when I left that place, I was so disgusted because they were living like pimps. And I began to pray and I said, Lord, this is why people don't trust the church, because everyone in the church is all over the place. But the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. So if your life is confused and all messy, God is not in it. God is going to line you up with blessings.
This is Pastor Mark Schultz again. I just want to say to you, I pray that you enjoy the message when the brook dries up. This message was a word from God for today's generation, church. I pray that you are moved by this message. We are located at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. Please share with others. Come visit us. Again, we hope to see you. God bless. My life around. Place my feet.